this is probably a rude question.
Well, coming from you.
Is barbecuing really that hard? Like,
yes. Are you high?
It's like, okay. Everybody just put the beef and then just leave it. Okay, everyone just go away for 8 hours. Then come back. Wait. Oh, flip it around.
You're an idiot. No.
Of course not. Slather some stuff on it. It looks pretty simple.
It's not simple at all.
Oh, what do you have to do? Is there like, you have to stick a thermometer in it and then like do a test, check the pH balance and just put it up to the light?
You can't make raw food right. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. There's science behind it, Anna.
Okay, so you learned once, twice. You got it down, right?
You have to control the heat.
Every meat.
Get a thermometer.
Every different kind of meat, every different cut of every kind of meat has a different temperature, a different timing.
What's my temperature, you think?
A different way of treating it, the different kind of wood that you use.
You're going to cook me. What would I be?
Oh, my God. It would have to be low heat, and you would not want to overcook it because there's not a lot of meat. Yeah. Yeah.
That's rude.
Make soup with their bones.
Exactly. Yeah. You'd be better for a bowl of pho because we would just make some nice some bone broth off your sternum, a.k.a. breast.
Breasts. I have two of them. Okay.
Kind of. Yeah. Whatever.
Kind of.
Whatever. You know, like somebody threw a couple of raisins on a chicken carcass and then you make some soup broth out of that. And then yum, right? Ooh, maybe get some noodles.
I got ass, though.
Nah, I don't know about that either.
It's true.
No. Not
no.
True.
Nope.
No.
Come on.
You want ass.
Admit it.
You want ass. You you take a look over across the room here, what I live with.
Oh, I looked at Will.
ass. Oh, Will's got ass, too.
Hell yeah, dude. Better believe it.
Pretty girl. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025.
I just don't think barbecuing is that hard.
It is. It's definitely hard. It's hard. You think Ray Lampe is just like some guy that just got famous because he did something easy?
No, I didn't say that. I just think he's good at something that other people could be good at if they just applied themselves.
I'll tell you what, Anna, why don't you put your money where your mouth is and try to barbecue something?
I will.
Done.
I'm going to barbecue some asparagus.
No.
You know what we need to do? We need to get a barbecue competition for the most inept, right? The worst.
Like
Mo has his 20-minute ribs, right, which is a joke. You get Mo to make ribs. You get her to whatever, barbecue hummus, whatever stupid thing she's going to eat. And you just get people that have no ability at all. And
but I've never learned. It's not that I don't have the ability. I just don't have the skill because no one's ever showed me.
It's so easy, Anna.
Show me once and I'll get it right the second time.
Have you ever cooked meat in general?
Yeah.
Like, period, in the oven or in a pan or something?
Yeah.
I had a Boca burger.
That's not meat. It's not.
Never even cooked meat.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's not as easy as you think it is.
All right.
It's a process, absolutely. And the people that are the best at it are they're masters of their craft. Or that's why it's called a pit master, not just some pit person. You're a pit master. And Ray Lampe is the best of the best, and the phones are blowing up now. You done pissed off some barbecue people. I promise you that. You done pissed them all off.
I'm sorry. I just maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it takes more skill.
Wrong.
I'm sure you have to do it a few times. Don't think it's that hard.
No. We've told you you're wrong.
You're wrong.
Yeah, that's not really up for debate.
I just don't understand. If you do the same thing over and over again, and you cook the same meat.
You can't do it.
You're going to get it wrong. Like,
it's never going to be the same twice.
It really isn't. I mean, you're working with fire. You know what I mean? It's unpredictable. The temperatures, it's hard to keep a regulated temperature. You know, there's a lot to it. There's a lot to it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you done pissed off.
People are mad. I stand by my original statement. I don't think that barbecuing is that hard.
Ross, tell
you're going to die on this
tell
hill.
Tell Anna how wrong she is, Ross.
Dude, Anna, you are literally way out of your league on this statement. Like,
idiot.
How many crappy barbecue places are there?
A lot.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been. I just don't think it's that hard.
You're wrong.
What's so hard about it? Tell me why it's hard. Does it take a lot of concentration? Is it a skill that you possess that other people don't have?
Yep.
I think it's a learned skill, but I don't think it's that hard. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't make sense because literally
it's like driving,
every
you know?
Play.
Like you can so do it, you just got like you need some practice.
No piece of meat is ever been the same.
Thank you, Ross.
Ever.
This could, look, she lost her virginity at 23. She hasn't been around that much meat, so you got to give her a pass on that one. Thanks for listening, Ross.
Getting anti-slut shamed right now.
Damn right, anti-slut, right. Idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, bro. Thanks, Ross. Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Ross.
Ricky, what's up, Ricky?
Hey, hello, guys.
Chilling.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, we're good, Ricky. How can we help you?
All right. I just want to tell Anna, barbecue is not simple.
Okay.
But what is simple is the barbecue chicken pizza at Bella Pizza.
Sneaking out a plug.
You like that plug?
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it.
I appreciate the plug.
There you go, buddy. Yeah, enjoy it.
He didn't even say where it was. He just said Bella. I guess we have Google now.
Or maybe you can call the sales department and pay for that ad spot, Rick.
Or you just call in real quick to a radio show and yell, Bella Pizza! And then hang up.